This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi formally inaugurated the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Devas Convention at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister commended the Indian diaspora for serving as the nation's ambassadors to the world. Mr. Modi said, "The Indian diaspora has excelled worldwide and their accomplishments make the country proud." Prime Minister Modi underscored the role of Indian values in gaining global respect for the diaspora. Highlighting the significance of India's democratic ethos, Mr. Modi said, "India is not just the mother of democracy, but democracy is ingrained in our way of life."
बीते 10 वर्षों में मेरी दुनिया के अनेक लीडर से मुलाकात हुई. दुनिया का हर लीडर अपने देश के भारतीय डायस्पोरा की आप सभी की बहुत प्रशंसा करता है. वो सोशल वैल्यूज है जो आप सभी वहां की सोसाइटी में एड करते हैं. हम सिर्फ मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी ही नहीं है बल्कि डेमोक्रेसी हमारी लाइफ का हिस्सा है. हमारी जीवन पद्धति हमें डायवर्सिटी सिखानी नहीं पड़ती. हमारा जीवन ही डायवर्सिटी से चलता है.
Mr. Modi said, "This is a time of vibrant festivals in India, from the upcoming Mahakumbh in Prayagraj to Makar Sankranti, Lodhi, Pongal and Magh Bihu." Mr. Modi added that the presence of Indian diaspora in the country at such a time is adding to the festive spirit of this occasion. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi also virtually flagged off the inaugural journey of the Pravasi Bharatiya Express, a special tourist train for the Indian diaspora under the Pravasi Tirth Darshan Yojana. The event was attended also by External Affairs Minister S. J. Shankar, Union Ministers Dharmendra Pradhan and Ashwini Vaishnaw, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, among other dignitaries. Speaking at the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar emphasized that hosting the Pravasi Bharatiya Devas Convention in Odisha reflects the Narendra Modi government's Purvoday policy, showcasing the development and cultural richness of eastern India. Chief Guest, President of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangalu, also virtually addressed the event. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the valedictory function of the convention in Bhubaneswar tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has redefined India's relationship with its overseas communities, making them integral to the nation's global image and development. This was stated by Chairman of US-India Community Foundation, Dr. Bharat Barai, in an article written in National Daily. Dr. Barai said, "Events like Howdy Modi in Houston, Hala Modi in Kuwait and numerous others across continents have highlighted the Prime Minister's personal connection with non-resident Indians and persons of Indian origin. This year, Odisha is hosting the Pravasi Bharatiya Devas, a platform that Mr. Modi has elevated into a celebration of Indian identity and pride." President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives during stampede at Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. In a social media post, the President extended her condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. The Prime Minister said the state government is providing all possible assistance to those affected. At least six people lost their lives and several others were injured after a stampede broke out in Tirupati town during the distribution of tokens Vaikunth Ekadashi Darshanam yesterday. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and Acting Foreign Minister of Afghanistan Maulvi Amir Khan Muttaqi discussed various issues pertaining to bilateral relations as well as regional developments in Dubai yesterday. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that in the meeting, Foreign Secretary underlined India's historic friendship with the Afghan people and strong people-to-people contacts between the two countries. In the United States, the massive wildfires at the plush towns of California's Los Angeles has killed five people, burnt down thousands of structures, and led to the evacuation of thousands. In Hockey India League, Vedanta Kalinga Lancers will face Team Gonasika in Rourkela at 8:15 p.m. this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.